On Arcadia University Week, each community reflects on the freedom of enslaved people differently. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Kalinda Eaton, associate professor of English, examines how different countries celebrate and reflect.
2020 will mark the fifth year of the United Nations declared decade for African descendants. Large percentages of the descendants living in the Western Hemisphere are linked by legacies of bondage. As such, there is also great debate on the emphasis we should place on the history of slavery in the 21st century. In many communities, the connection between the distant past and the present is acknowledged annually in displays of cultural nationalism and patriotism. We ask, what does it mean to commemorate freedom in the 21st century? Across the Western Hemisphere, the emancipation of slavery is recognized differently. In the United States, June 19, 1865 was the date enslaved Texans learned they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. Today, in honor of that moment, a series of Juneteenth festivals are held in parks, community centers, museums, and churches. These events, while celebratory, are often deeply reflective. Crowds are encouraged to never forget as they listen to guiding words about the importance of the past and its impact on the future. Neighboring countries in the Caribbean, South America, and Canada share the date of August 1, 1834, which marks when the British outlawed enslavement in its colonies. Freedom celebrations range from neighborhood street festivals and citywide parades to reenactments and town hall meetings. Historical knowledge of one's country and culture is imperative in forging national identity necessary for any society to advance. Emancipation commemorations challenge us to consider if the heart of true liberation is in the memories we piece together.
That was Kalinda Eaton of Arcadia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.